The dance floors of London have lost a titan of underground music. DJ and producer Andrew Weatherall died yesterday. He was 56.
He was just this renegade man, completely electric as a human being.
That's Lauren Martin, an editor at DJ Mag in London. Weatherall started producing in London in the mid-80s. He was known for a wicked sense of humor and for blending an eclectic mix of genres.
You could never pin him down. He could move from cosmic disco into krautrock into rockabilly, and it was just really magical. I think anybody who's lingered on a dance floor but also is completely dripping with sweat knows exactly the sensation I'm talking about.
Absolutely. However, he was not just a celebrated nightclub DJ. In 1991, Weatherall produced a record called Screamadelica for the cult favorite band Primal Scream.
Really, Screamadelica was the breakthrough. Primal Scream were, to be honest, absolutely not a big deal at the time. It was really Weatherall's work that made them stars. You have to remember, there was no real playbook of how a DJ should perform in this traditional role of producing an album by a rock band. So he seemed to really charge forward with his own style of it.
Here's Weatherall speaking to the BBC years later about making Screamadelica.
I was full of what Orson Welles called the confidence of ignorance. I don't know that I'm breaking rules because I don't know what the rules are.
His music kept evolving under different pseudonyms with massively different sounds. Through it all, he kept an analog-first approach in a genre dominated by digital production. Here he is at a Red Bull Music Academy event in 2011.
Take it out of the computer. I always get kids coming up to me saying, oh, I've done a track. I've done it in the computer, but it just doesn't quite sound right. And that'll always be my answer to them. Well, take it out of the computer. Just, you know, buy an old reel-to-reel, run it through that.
Lauren Martin says for all the projects he worked on, it was Weatherall's time with Primal Scream that drew the attention of the big record companies.
He could have quite easily become a famous record producer from that point on and ditched the DJing and his more underground affairs and just gone all gold plaques and showbiz, but he didn't. He would just play dive bars and small clubs and basements. And, you know, he was the kind of guy that would turn up to a pub in a small town in Ireland with a bag of dub records and just have a pint and work through the bag. And if people came, they came. And if they didn't, they didn't. We have to remember that in the 30 odd years that dance music culture has been happening around his work, you know, dance music has become very homogenized, more commercial. But Weatherall was kind of considered a hero because he would just completely ignore whatever was in vogue and would never do it to make a name for himself. There just seemed to be something really immortal about him, that he encapsulated something really magical about what it was like to be in London at a time when cultures were exploding into each other. He was always someone that was around to do some beautiful work and see him, and now he's no longer with us.
Andrew Weatherall died of a pulmonary embolism on Monday. He kept producing and gigging in nightclubs right up until a few weeks ago.